local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Doing it live on a Thursday, 1 week away from Thanksgiving, 1 day away from Friday and the weekend. Welcome into the program. It's Joe and Austin with you for the next 3 hours, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today with Pensacola right now. Text line 850-437-1620. The traffic line 850-262-6111. Hopefully, with no rain in the forecast tonight, albeit cloudy skies, hopefully things fare a lot better on the roads than they have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's certainly the hope here, and hopefully you're able to get home safe, and we provide some infotainment for you along the way. Austin, good to see you today, sir.
You too.
We'll get started here right away with our top three stories and then move on to our local headlines. A lot happening here at home, although it kind of feels like we're kind of entering that holiday lull. You know, we've got a lot of people, you know, even now probably starting to check out of the office for the rest of the week. And next week we've got pretty much county governments are mostly at a standstill now with no real meetings happening. Blue Wahoo is holding a pretty interesting event today, making an announcement regarding some exhibition games that they'll be having next spring. We'll talk about those here in a couple of minutes. And more trouble for Jesse Lacoste, that coming up here in just a matter of a few moments. Starting off with our top three stories, we start with the very latest in Israel, ordering Palestinians today to leave four towns in southern Gaza. As the country's war with Hamas rages on, this comes after Israeli forces stormed Gaza's main hospital, said they found weapons and a laptop with a photo of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on it. Over 12,000 people have been killed since the fighting started on October 7th, and President Biden said he does not believe the war would end until there's a two-state resolution. Last night, the Senate passing the government funding bill by a vote of 87 to 11 last night, both of our Florida senators, Rubio and Scott, voting against it. The bill now on President Joe Biden's desk and will avoid a government shutdown by tomorrow's deadline.
This year, I am happy to announce there will be no government shutdown. As of Friday night, the government is staying open.
So the bill keeps current spending levels in place for most government functions through mid-January. Dozens of House Republicans voted against it as well due to a lack of spending cuts. And today, New York Congressman George Santos says he won't seek re-election after the House Ethics Committee released a scathing report today. We told you it was coming last night. The committee is putting forth an expulsion resolution tomorrow, but is not expected to vote until after Thanksgiving. It comes after they unanimously agreed there was substantial wrongdoing. They say Santos knowingly caused his campaign committee to file false or incomplete reports with the Federal Election Commission, used campaign funds for personal expenses, and engaged in fraudulent content while also filing false financial statements within the House. So there's that. There's also the federal charges. I believe the number of charges is up to around 28 now. So, things not looking great for the New York congressman right now. That's a look at our top three stories today. Couple quick local headlines here before we get our first check of the roads and weather. So contractor Jesse Lacoste is wanted by the Escambia Sheriff's Office. On their Facebook page this afternoon, they announced that he was wanted for fraud and swindling. No other information has been released on this, only that the sheriff's office was looking for him. And if you have any information, to contact Crime Stoppers or the Escambia Sheriff's Office. So far this year, six arrests in Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa County combined. The first one was on January 25th, the last one on June 23rd, bonded out each time. And also his initial arrest was in Santa Rosa County, November of last year, 2022. So all of these charges related to allegations of either starting construction jobs and not finishing them or taking money for construction jobs and never starting them. So, yeah, it's you know, whatever your thoughts are, I mean, it's kind of a joke at this point. You know, obviously there's a lot of alleged victims in this. This has been going on here for far too long, and kind of makes you wonder why he just keeps bonding out within minutes here. I know that the state attorney's office is working on this case as well. Matthew Banks, the other contractor involved in this case as well. But again, the Escambia Sheriff's Office posting this afternoon that they are searching for Jesse Lacoste, who was wanted by deputies for fraud and swindling. So that was announced today. Also here in our local headlines, OWA, the park over in Foley and Resort, is planning a major expansion with the addition of a $50 million resort-style hotel. Austin, have you been over to OWA?
I went once a few years ago.
Okay, so not since the big brand-new water park is open.
Oh, no, since then.
So that announcement made by the Porch Band of Creek Indians, and the plans call for the hotel to be on the northeast side of the new Tropic Falls Water Park. It's expected to open May of 2025. Alabama-based Rabrin Contractors are in charge of construction. Mississippi-based Dale Partners is the architecture firm that is in charge of designing it. So pretty cool there for Foley and OWA, as a lot of people head out that way to enjoy some time during the summer. And, of course, year-round now with that indoor water park. That's a pretty cool story there. 4:15, more local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So, yeah, looking in Pensacola right now, fingers crossed, we're not dealing with nearly as much as we've dealt with these past few days. But we are dealing with some backups on North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound, just past Creighton Road. But that's pretty par for the course at this time of night. And also, if you are on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis, you're going to get some backups there as well. And if you travel just a little bit further down Brent, heading westbound towards North Palafox Street, there's a little bit more waiting for you. Lastly, in Pensacola, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps you've just gotten off of I-10, heading towards West 9 Mile, it's going to get pretty bad there for you at the moment as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
The rain is out, and we've got several dry days ahead. Through tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows mainly in the upper 50s. Friday, we'll see some cloud cover in the skies, at times some sunshine as well, highs mid-70s. Gorgeous weather with mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, low 70s. Sunday, upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, so right now, 70 degrees, cloudy, and as Alan said, a dry period here for the next few days through the weekend. Chances of rain coming back early next week. 74, partly sunny Friday. Mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday. Temps will be right around 73 degrees Saturday, and Sunday 69 for the high. Taking a look at some more local headlines today, we heard this morning from Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno. He says that thanks to job offers that being accepted by several new paramedics, the county's EMS service is now fully staffed.
We made a lot of headway. When I came into this, we had 21 vacancies or 20-something plus vacancies there in EMS. And so we've been working hard. We've raised wages to be able to hire folks and retain folks. And we're paying for paramedic certifications. If you come on with EMT, we'll pay for your certification to be a paramedic.
Yeah, so County Administrator Wes Moreno says the county has added 8 new paramedics, 8 new EMTs. He says despite all the positions being filled, the service could really use even more EMTs and paramedics to help bring down response times. Also here at Blue Wahoo Stadium today, the Wahoos announcing that they will host a 2-game exhibition series against the Mexican League's Sultans de Monterrey, the Monterrey Sultans, next April 2nd and 3rd. Team owner Quinn Studer says despite it being an exhibition, a lot goes into making the event possible.
Major League Baseball has to agree to have the players play an additional couple games. As you know, minor league baseball players and Major League Baseball belong to a union. So you have to get union permission, you have to get minor league baseball permission, and you have to get Major League Baseball permission. And you have to have an owner, somebody like Willie, was willing to travel with the team up here to do something very, very incredible.
Yeah, talking about Willie Gonzalez, the Sultan's executive vice president, apparently a big Bubba Watson fan, which is what kind of started this whole thing. For the two-game series, the Wahoos will be playing as their alternate Pensacola Pock-to-Pock identity. The brand was launched this year to celebrate the Latino culture in Pensacola with the indigenous roots of sports in North America. The Sultans are the oldest continuously operated team in the Mexican League. So very cool series coming to Blue Wahoo Stadium next April 2nd and 3rd. 420 right now. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines still to come on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive on today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good in-depth conversation with PIO from PPD, Mike Wood, about that video that we've all seen involving the arrest, two officers and a female. Very interesting conversation. Got in-depth quite a bit about whether that's appropriate or not. The short answer is yes, nothing wrong with that arrest, but people don't understand because they don't know how arrests happen typically. Also talked with Administrator Wes Moreno from Escambia County about some of the things going on in the county. All of that and all the segments from the show you can find at newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
423 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin, thanks so much for tuning in on a Thursday. We're going to pivot here for this segment. Escambia School Board holding a workshop today. We have on the phone board member Kevin Adams. We'll get to him in just a moment. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather before bringing Kevin on. Austin, anything happening on the roadways right now?
Not really anything to bat too much of an eye at. We were having some congestion on Brent Lane heading westbound towards North Palafox Street, and also on North Davis Highway heading northbound just past Creighton Road. But outside of that, there's nothing too out of the ordinary.
All right, thank you very much. Right now, 73 degrees overnight tonight, 59 for a low, partly sunny Friday with a high of 74, and mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Highs right around 73 on Saturday and 69 on Sunday. That's a look at what's ahead weather-wise. Staying mostly dry here for the weekend, so that's some good news. All right, we'll go to the phone, bring on Kevin Adams, school board member for the Escambia County School District. Kevin, we appreciate the time, sir. You had a workshop this afternoon, and one of the conversations at that workshop had to do with public comment. Is it too long? Is there anything we can do about it? This was a discussion that kind of came out following the lengthy school board meetings with having to do with the books that were being challenged. And back in the summer was really kind of when this discussion began. There was nothing that was decided today, but just quickly, if you could just kind of recap kind of where we're at with that and then your thoughts on it.
Well, so what they'll do now is staff will try to write a new policy with the, what they believe they heard from the board this afternoon. And once they do, the superintendent will bring it to a workshop, future workshop for us to discuss. And it'll also give a chance for our citizens to weigh in if they have any concerns. Now, my concern, Joe, is to not limit the citizen's ability to come speak to the board. So I'm in favor of keeping it 3 minutes. You're right, we did go through a couple of lengthy meetings all the way back to COVID, but it worked. I have not received any complaints from citizens on our current policy. So, but I will keep an open mind and see what the other board members and the superintendent would like to put in that policy. But that was kind of my concern, especially when the Orange County policy they were looking at, if you had so many speakers, they were limiting down to a minute, and then if it's part of that less. And I just don't want to get into that kind of complicated situation. So I enjoy listening to the citizens when they come speak to us. Sometimes I hear something I didn't even know, about. So I think it's important, to see us get to talk to the elected officials and for us to receive the information they want to give us.
Talking with school board member Kevin Adams. Yep. Kevin, the other thing I wanted to ask you about was, I think, a pretty interesting concept, a pilot program. I saw this Studio 850 had talked with Superintendent Keith Leonard regarding the option that parents could have starting next school year to essentially keep would-be middle school students in an elementary school, essentially creating two K-6 elementary schools. Kind of talk about the rationale behind this pilot program.
I believe Joe, a couple months back, or probably longer than that, some of us going to K-8 schools, K-8 community schools. So this is a pilot program to see how it would work for sixth graders to remain at those two elementary schools. Now, I'm only one board member of five, but, if it's successful, I would like to see, they add seventh grade the year after that and go to K. Because one of the issues we have in Escambia County School District is we have it's almost like an hourglass. We get a bunch of kids coming in at elementary, and then it reduces at middle school. A lot of people are choice out at that time. And then they'll return back at high school. So what Santa Rosa and St. John's and a lot of school districts across the state of Florida are finding out, if you have K-8 programs, it eliminates a lot of that problem. And you have smaller group 8th graders, small group 7th graders. So That's where I'd like for us to land at a future date. But like I said, I'm just a one school board member. But I think if we it's in our best interest to move as quickly as possible to those K-8s, K-6, K-7, whatever we can come up to give parents more choices.
All right. Well, hey, Kevin, we really appreciate the time this afternoon coming up here on 4:30. So we'll let you go on that. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. That was school board member Kevin Adams, Escambia School Board, having a workshop this afternoon talking about the public comment portion. It's going to be interesting to see where this lands. I was following along with some of the discussion there this afternoon, and again, nothing was decided there, but I can certainly understand the desire to change based on, you know, and I think it's really centered on that you have a system where you are enabling public comment for essentially any and all agenda items, where somebody can sign up for 3 minutes for each individual agenda item that they want, and then having the opportunity then in an actual public forum to then get another 3 minutes. You have people that will donate time, so you could have somebody that's up there for 9 minutes or 6 minutes or whatever. So, you know, looking at a way to say, okay, if somebody just wants to be for this agenda item, then we can let everybody go, and then there's another public comment for anybody else who wants to speak after that. I think it's worth looking into, but again, you know, we'll see what happens with this. Again, nothing decided today. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up, and then we'll get our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A San Francisco jury convicts David DePapp, the man charged with attacking Paul Pelosi. Fox's Claudia Cowan reports from San Francisco.
The government proved DePapp went to Nancy Pelosi's home prepared for violence and armed with a hammer, told Paul Pelosi he would take the punishment instead. The evidence included his own confession that he targeted Nancy Pelosi because she was, quote, the leader of the pack of lies, and that he'd break her kneecaps to teach other members of Congress a lesson.
An Israeli hostage has been found dead in Gaza, not far from the Al-Shifa hospital. Fox's Trey Yinks does more on the victim.
This woman, who represents so many innocent Israelis who were taken and slaughtered by Hamas on October 7th, she was a woman in her mid-60s. She was undergoing cancer treatment. She had a husband who was also killed by Hamas on October 7th.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It'll start with Hyundai in the coming year. Through a partnership with Amazon, car buyers can browse for and purchase new vehicles on the e-commerce giant's website. The Korean automaker and Amazon announced that move today at the Los Angeles Auto Show. Said a Hyundai executive, people see how easy it is to buy products on Amazon, and they want that convenience when buying a car. Buyers can pick up the vehicle or have it delivered by their local dealership. It's Red Cup Day at Starbucks around the country, but thousands of baristas are using the occasion to stage a one-day strike, spotlighting their gripes over staffing and scheduling issues. The union representing the striking workers, Starbucks United, said the walkout involved thousands of workers at more than 200 stores. The coffee chain, though, says workers were taking part in the protest at fewer than 100 stores. It was a mixed performance today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials edged up 45 points, but both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite did manage meager gains. That's Your Money Now.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Texas A&M's dream candidate to replace Jimbo Fisher is Dan Campbell, who played for the Aggies and currently coaches the Lions. A&M is allowed to dream big, but Dennis Dodd has already reported that Dan isn't leaving Detroit for a return to College Station. And it's the easiest no Campbell's ever had to say, because coaching in the NFL is easier than college, especially when you have a team that looks like it will win its first division title since 1993 and the first playoff game since 1991. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, this is former professional referee Tim Donaghy. You've seen my feature film Inside Game and my docuseries Operation Flagrant Foul on Netflix. Tonight is confirmed. Oklahoma City, Golden State is huge, and I love this matchup. Free on the recorded message line, call 1-800-847-7889. Plus, college hoops action. I love to go 3-0 free on the recorded message. Call 1-800-847-7889. No hype, just winning information. Oklahoma City, Golden State is a monster. Call 1-800-847-7889. It starts right now free on the recorded message line. Call me, Tim Donaghy, 800-847-7889. I love to sweep the board or the season's free. Call 1-800-847-7889. Or go to timdonaghysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day.
437 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your drive home. 437, we'll get the very latest here on the roads. Oh boy,
what's up?
I'm just looking at the traffic.
Yeah, and I'm seeing what you're seeing.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get right on that. So we were touching the past couple of breaks about some congestion, you know, on North Davis Highway going northbound. If you're coming from Creighton Road, that's a bit congested there, and the same could be said about Brent Lane if you're heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, and a little bit further westbound towards North Palafox Street, though while that is still present, has died down some. But what Joe is very sad about at this moment is there is a ton of congestion now on I-10. If you are heading westbound towards Pine Forest Road, it is very much backed up. Almost to the point of to where you're on Pensacola Avenue. It's backed up all the way to Pensacola Avenue. And that's terrible. It's probably going to be like that for going at its current rate. It's going to be like that for a little bit.
Is there a secret spike or something in the road that just causes people at this spot to just collide with one another?
Well, I think it may have been the last break or the one before it when we did traffic. I told you to cross your fingers that we weren't dealing with any trouble. Did you cross your fingers?
No, I didn't.
Well, this is on you, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
How do you live
with
yourself, Joe?
I guess. I mean, I hope, obviously, that there's no injuries or anything like that.
Yeah, Florida Highway Patrol is currently not reporting a crash. Okay. I know that only means so much, but we are not getting an accident report.
Probably
on
not
that.
On scene yet. Okay, well, yeah, midway between Pine Forest and Highway 29. So backups are forming past 29, and would not be surprised if they are making their way by I-110 here soon. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get an update on the weather. Alan Strum.
The rain is out of the area for the next several days. We might see some rain early next week. In the meantime, pretty nice conditions overnight. Lows upper 50s. We'll have some cloud cover in the skies. A bit of sunshine as well on Friday with mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny. A little cooler on Sunday than Saturday. We're going from low 70s Saturday to upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. So looking at some state headlines, this one just coming in, the News Service of Florida reporting that a U.S. Supreme Court today rejecting a request from Governor DeSantis that would have allowed enforcement of the new state law aimed at preventing children from attending drag shows. This stemmed from the lawsuit that was originally filed by Hamburger Mary's Orlando restaurant there. The appeal went to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. That was denied, or that was upheld, rather, the stay of the law. And so the Supreme Court denied the request, effectively keeping in place the preliminary injunction. So that just happening. So that's how we start off our state headlines today.
And Florida tourism is setting new records. Third quarter numbers from Visit Florida show the Sunshine State welcomed a record 35.1 million visitors between July and September of this year. That's a more than 1.5% jump from the same period just a year ago.
Also, a proposed bill would require air conditioning in all Florida prisons. State Representative Angie Nixon and Senator Tracy Davis from Jacksonville filed the bill this month that would direct each state correctional institution to provide a portable air conditioner or air cooling system in every inmate housing unit. Most state prisons in Florida do not have air conditioning.
And there doesn't appear to be much movement in Florida's job market. The U.S. Labor Department reports about 5,700 Floridians filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's an increase of just 13 from the week before.
Pretty cool, and I hope that Chick-fil-A here locally will introduce this soon. Air delivery service taking flight at Chick-fil-A in the Tampa area. The restaurant in Brandon announced it will offer drone delivery to customers within a 1.2-mile radius of the restaurant.
Wow.
The service is free for a limited time. Orders must be placed 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. So that's very cool there. National headlines, a pro-Palestinian rally outside the D.C. headquarters of the Democratic National Committee turned violent last night. Around 150 people were outside calling for a ceasefire in the ongoing Israel-Hamas war when a clash erupted with police. At least six officers injured, one arrest. Police evacuated DNC headquarters, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Minority Whip Catherine Clark. Also, Austin, in our national headlines, a protest in San Francisco today.
Yes.
Completely shut down the Bay Bridge.
Mm-hmm. It was it was pro-Palestinian protesters. They shut down all westbound lanes this morning. Many linked arms and tied themselves to cars, while others staged a die-in and laid on the ground to represent the 12,000 people who have died in the Israel-Hamas war.
The officers we did have on the bridge, they got in front of them and they slowed them down, making, again, our job more difficult, impacting public safety and impacting people's lives. What these protesters have done, again, is unacceptable.
Some protesters went as far as to throw their car keys into the bay.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's stupid. At least 50 people were arrested and 15 cars had to be towed. Listen, I understand taking a stand for whatever you believe in. Okay, I get that. But regardless of how you feel about this conflict or any other, really? You just have the ability to
cars,
do that.
Yeah, tossing keys in the bay is, yeah. I mean, I guess it's a show that, you know, you're willing to inflict self, I wouldn't say harm.
Inconvenience.
Inconvenience. Yeah. That would be a good word.
Self-inconvenience for something that's not even going on in your town.
Also, two New Yorkers are facing charges for allegedly being behind what authorities say is the largest seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history. U.S. Attorney's Office says agents recently found $1 billion worth of fake handbags, clothing, shoes, and luxury products at a Manhattan storage facility. Two people accused of running a massive black market operation from January through October. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today, the Oakland A's one step closer to moving to Las Vegas as MLB owners unanimously approved the franchise's relocation today. A huge one on Thursday Night Football tonight. 7-3 Ravens coming off of a loss at home to the Cleveland Browns. Now get the 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals coming off of a loss to the Texans. This is a huge one. You could say that the Bengals season's pretty much over if they lose this one. Kickoff at 7:15 on Amazon Prime. You know, I'm never going to count out a team that's led by Joe Burrow, but
good call. Yep,
5-5 sounds a lot different than 6-3 when the Ravens, if they win, would go to 8-3. And the Ravens, you know, looking at possibly 5 days of losing back-to-back to the Browns and the Bengals, so letting both teams off the mat. So this is a really good game tonight.
And the thing is, I wouldn't necessarily go as far as to say, oh, the Ravens are as good as done if they lose this game. But what I will say is it's going to prove they've made no sound improvements. This team for years has been a choker. They've had talent. I mean, they've had an MVP QB. And they've had a Super Bowl winning head coach, star tight end, all this.
Yeah.
And they can't win anything if they lose to the Browns and the Bengals once again back-to-back weeks when the Bengals are on the brink of not even having a winning record. No, that's unforgivable.
Also today, Michigan and head coach Jim Harbaugh deciding not to appeal his 3-game suspension. And in turn, the Big Ten's investigation into their sign-stealing scheme will end as well. Saturday, FSU is retiring Jameis Winston's jersey, and there will also be a 10th anniversary celebration of the 2013 National Championship team.
This is the year to do it.
Yeah. 4:45 right now, a couple of texts coming in. We've been monitoring the traffic on Davis Highway northbound. This is kind of originating right under the I-10 overpass, but it's backed up past Burgess Road at this point and continuing. Do we know if there's a confirmed accident there, or is it just?
If there is, I am yet to see it on the Florida Highway Patrol, and it's not being reported on Google Maps either.
All right. Other texter saying that Naval Live Oaks Area 98 is stopped heading eastbound in the Naval Live Oaks area. So we'll check on that. Big issue, again, I-10 westbound accident appearing to show up on right between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Still seeing backups westbound, and it's getting pretty close to, dealing with I-110 northbound there. So that's continuing to back up. Anything else going on you can see?
Yeah, a few things. We're still dealing with that congestion on Brent Lane if you're heading westbound towards North Davis Highway. And we're seeing similar congestion westbound on Airport Boulevard towards North Davis Highway. On North Davis Highway, if you're heading northbound towards Creighton Road and from Creighton Road, there's some congestion there as well. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru.
All right. Texter just letting us know 3-car crash, Gulf Ooh. Beach Highway westbound right before Fairfield Drive. So that is a problem now on the west side. Okay. All right, thank you very much. Keep those texts coming in, 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-2626-111.
The rain is out of the area for the next several days. We might see some rain early next week. In the meantime, pretty nice conditions overnight. Lows upper 50s. We'll have Some cloud cover in the skies. A bit of sunshine as well on Friday with mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny. Little cooler on Sunday than Saturday. We're going from low 70s Saturday to upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Right now, 73 degrees. Cloudy overnight low tonight is going to be 59. Couple of health, business, and science notes. I thought this was actually pretty interesting. The Toyota Camry is going hybrid only. The redesigned version of the best-selling car in America is currently available both ways. The 2025 version will only be sold as a hybrid, joining other Toyotas currently sold as hybrid only. That's the Sienna minivan and Sequoia SUV as well. UAW voting is ending today. That's where the workers on the tentative contract agreements with the big three automakers, Ford and Stellantis workers, are expected to approve the deal, but there's speculation that General Motors workers may not. An Arlington, Texas facility approved the contract yesterday, but senior workers are pushing no, saying it does not help them as they prepare to retire. An announcement on that vote is expected tomorrow. Pop culture notes today. Big one here for you, Austin.
Oh, yeah?
I put this in just for you.
Okay.
So Monday night, we have the big Chiefs-Eagles game. It's the rematch of Super Bowl. We also have the Kelce family reunion, of course, with Travis and Jason sharing the field again.
Awesome.
But this could even be a bigger deal because Entertainment Tonight reports that the game is expected to be when the parents of Travis and Taylor Swift meet for the first time. Your thoughts?
Ah, you lost me. I was really digging into that
story. Waiting all day. Yes. We didn't talk about it at all off air. I just wanted to get your raw emotional reaction to this.
Well, as you said, it is a rematch of the last Super Bowl.
No. We don't care about the game. We care about the parents meeting. In pop culture. We're not in sports.
That's
right now.
Interesting because I care about the game and I care about the brothers facing each other. I don't give a hoot about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Whatever.
Or I don't care about them themselves. I don't care about their parents for darn sure.
All right, party pooper. in pop culture notes today, pandas actually could remain in the U.S. after all. Of course, yesterday we had the big meeting with China's President Xi and President Biden. The Chinese president says that he learned that the San Diego Zoo and Californians very much look forward to welcoming pandas back. Now, recently, three giant pandas said goodbye to the National Zoo in Washington, and Zoo Atlanta is currently the only place in the U.S. where giant pandas remain. Pandas have been in the U.S. since 1972, when China gave two of them as a symbol of diplomacy.
I care about pandas, too.
Yeah. 450, we got some wacky stories and good news to finish up our number one, and another check of the roads in what's turning into a busy Thursday. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
The holidays are coming, and Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is ready to take your pre-orders for Thanksgiving. They'll offer pre-order party trays, smoked prime rib, and smoked turkeys, dessert, and holiday trays all ready to go. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find the best steak cuts to exotic meats, wagyu, briskets, pork, and so much more. Costello's has gift baskets and gift cards available for purchase. So stop into Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli today for your holiday orders, and don't forget, it's a great place to meet up and wine all you want.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't want you to give it all up and leave your own life collecting dust. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. You never gave us a chance to be.
Well, we're feeling sorry for whoever's on I-10 westbound right now, among other places here in the listening area. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Accident Central once again here on our roadways. Austin will get us caught up with the latest.
Yeah, we're looking at I-10, and Joe, you spoke it into existence. You said
I did not speak it into existence.
No, not the accident, but you talked about it getting backed up to basically I-110 northbound, and that is exactly what the congestion has done. It's about halfway, and it's gotten pretty backed up now, right as you're trying to make that turn onto I-10 westbound. You're going to be backed up there well on your way to Pine Forest Road. It's just that entire stretch is completely backed up right now. And beyond that, we're just seeing kind of speckled congestion, I guess is the best way I can describe it. We've got a little bit at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and we're still dealing with some if you are heading northbound on North Davis Highway to and from Creighton Road.
The rain is out, and we've got several dry days ahead through tonight. Partly cloudy skies with lows mainly in the upper 50s. Friday, we'll see some cloud cover in the skies, at times some sunshine as well, highs mid-70s. Gorgeous weather with mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, low 70s. Sunday, upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. Right now, 72, cloudy, and overnight, 59 for the low with cloudy skies. Partly sunny on Friday and a high of around 74. Taking a look at some wacky stories. Dream job for Austin, if there ever was one.
Oh, really?
At least a very part-time, very short-term part-time position. A company is offering to pay somebody $2,000 to watch 12 Hallmark Christmas movies in 12 days. They'll be asked to rank each one by 5 criteria: festivity, predictability, chemistry between characters, if it made them cry, and if they would watch it again. Applications are open through December 3rd. And the person will also get a Ghirardelli hot chocolate, 2 pairs of fuzzy socks, and a 12-month flower box subscription.
That's pretty cool.
What are your thoughts on Hallmark Christmas movies? Are you a big fan of them?
No, not really. I don't watch Hallmark particularly, but yeah. I do like Christmas movies, so I'm sure I could get on board with it.
I love me some Hallmark Christmas movies. It didn't always used to be that way. I used to hate on them. I used to be very Monty Python, with them as far as my commentary, very critical. But no, I have since learned in my older years to really appreciate them. And speaking of, we'll actually have in good news, actually, a little bit more on Hallmark movies. So stay tuned for that. Also in wacky, weird headlines today, some people don't like going to the weddings of people they know. That would be me. But this woman enjoys going to weddings of people she doesn't know so she can rob them.
What?
57-year-old woman named Sandra Henson just pleaded guilty to larceny, trespassing, and disturbing the peace after crashing a wedding last month and stealing from people. But this isn't her first rodeo. She's been walking into strangers' wedding receptions for the last 6 years in three states, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, and stealing from the bride, groom, and their guests. She digs through purses while guests are distracted during memorable moments, and she also snatches presents off gift tables. She's made off with tens of thousands of dollars in cash, credit cards, and gifts. Finally got her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And looking at some good news here, this is what you were talking about with Hallmark.
Yeah.
A 15-year-old in Canada named Alden Maxwell is on the spectrum and owns a crazy world record for stacking Jenga blocks. 1,840 of them on one vertical block at the bottom. And how cool is this? He just got his own Hallmark movie.
Charlie here is attempting to break the Guinness World Record for stacking the most Jenga blocks on top of one vertical block.
So I can show the world that autistic people can do great things. And so my dad will be proud of me.
Did he leave because I'm autistic?
What?
I just wanted to be in a book, wasn't in the psychology section.
Charlie, these books are about autism. They are not about you.
There you go.
It's called A World Record Christmas, and they based it on him. It premieres tonight on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel.
I would watch it, except it's not Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah.
4:59, Channel 3, News at 5 is coming up. Then we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.